Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the 910-90. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Rob Sanford from Hydro Hoist is here talking about this amazing technology.
This is a great show, man. Great information, lots of fun, and so much more to talk about in the second hour. And we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, two ways you can reach us this morning. Again, 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number, 858-457-1090. Or you can always call us toll free. That one's 877-799. 792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Having lots of fun talking hydro hoist, talking fishing, and we're going to find out what's going on in the catch report. We got lots of great stuff coming up. Also giving away a fantastic prize. If you didn't hear at the beginning of the show, someone's going to get to go fishing on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing and get in on this amazing yellowtail fishing that is going on right now. And with that said, it's time to hear about it, find out what's going on the water. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products for serious sport fishermen. The Sato Crimp system is the best way to make your own Spectra to Fluoro or to Mono top shots. It's easy, cost-effective, time and big fish proven. Some commercially made top shots are as much as $35 or more. Get the Sato crimps and supplies at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the Longfin, Taka's Tackle, Save on Tackle, and more. Let's start off our catch report with our private boater buddy, our captain, Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Rob. Well, guys, we are quickly shaking off the winter doldrums.
Holy
spring is
mackerel.
Popping out all. Oh, man, it's been some good signal this week for sure.
This
and it's
is great.
Getting better and better by the moment. So on the outside, good weather and biting fish made Nick an outstanding destination for the big boats and a few private boats here this past few days. It was just game on out there. Same at Santa Barbara Island, really good bottom junk, but no exotics, unfortunately. San Clemente Island, also full speed on the bottom stuff. With any volume of yellowtail conspicuous by their absence. A few fish up west, you've been down around the cove there, but very little volume for sure. Usually by now we've got some good schools roaming up and down the front side there. Just haven't seen it yet. And take note, guys, here, the Navy's got pretty much the whole island shut down this weekend, so probably not a good place to go check out. At Catalina, it gets much more interesting. Squid situation has been grim for a couple weeks. But some new bait has moved in. Backside Mill would be a good place to take a look or swing up to the carnage. He's out there in front of Avalon. Just tank up with no pain on your part there. There's also been an uptick in the general conditions at the islands. The water's warmer. Water's bluer. It's loaded with fin bait. You know, spring is just really busting out there. A little more signal on the sea bass scattered all over the island, including some very big ones. And more sign of yellows mixed in with the bonita, and some of the best signal on those yellows has been up on the front side east between like Frog Rock and Toyon Bay up there. And it's a nice place to fish when the weather's up for sure, flat calm. And then offshore, here we go, guys. Now, everybody heard about that catch on the RP a few days back. Mine was on Monday on that bluefin. And boats were going down this weekend. Unfortunately, they're dealing with some very poor conditions, bad weather down that way. But the Old Glory found a school here in the dark for limits of bluefin, 20 to 60 pounders in very, very choppy conditions. Just got that word just a little bit ago. So I don't think they're all that far below Ensenada, and that bodes well as soon as this weather backs off for everybody to get on that fish. So it's, man, we got so much stuff popping out. And then, as if that breaking news wasn't good enough, there's more. I mean, when I heard the news that Rob Sanford is back, I couldn't hardly even get my notes together, thinking back all the good times Rob Sanford and I have had doing different kinds of stuff. Welcome back, buddy.
We've been on a lot of adventures together, haven't we? I'll tell you what. You can't hardly name a place or a fish that we haven't gone after together. We've had some times, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Well, I hope this this deal goes as well as all your other deals out there, and just it's just a whole new dimension of the industry. You bring a lot of fun, and the best of luck to you. Glad you're back.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'll get up there and visit you one of these days, buddy.
Yeah, sounds good. But anyway, guys,
time to go fishing.
Go catch something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to go fishing.
And, of course, fishdope.com's had all the information, Danny and the boys, know where it is and where to put you on the fish. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Now, more than ever, you need fishdope.com and get $20 off that new membership. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Balsa Chica and Edinger. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And I think this bluefin thing is the tip of the iceberg, man. Since that weather backs off, we are in for another good one here. Get your tackle ready. Heavy tackle, guys.
How about limits of bluefin for a trip that left 12 hours ago? Yeah. I mean, they were tied to the dock loading passengers 12 hours ago, and they're already done with limits, finished.
In poor condition. I just looked at buoy weather. I'm glad I'm not
blowing.
This is great news, Mark. Well, great report as always, buddy. We sure appreciate it and look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
All right. Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos. A lot to talk about, eh?
There's some fishing going on.
Yeah.
Nice to talk about there. San Diego had some very good fishing yesterday. The 20 anglers had limits of yellowtail, handful of bonito, and some bottom fishing there. And it's kind of been working up to that, and I'm glad to see it finally happen. They've been picking away at those yellowtail and bonito all week there, and it finally paid off. And they're back down there today taking a look around, so we're just waiting to hear from them. But definitely check the website to find their trips. They're scheduled just about every day. They're going to have an occasional charter in there, but now's a good time to get that gear out, get it all set up, get your passport ready, and make a reservation for a full day and go down there with those guys and get into some of that early season yellowtail for sure.
It was great to see the photos from the boat yesterday. It looks like a nice grade of yellowtail, too, and they were biting and done early.
And it sounds like they're biting on a few different things also. Yo-yo jigs are a good one, fly lining, surface iron, they're coming up on some of those there. So, you know, you got a chance to test out a little bit of gear there for sure. And if you can't quite put in the time for the full day yet, definitely have some good fishing on the half day. They still have very good bottom fishing on there with those reds, rockfish, whitefish. And since the season opener, it's been very consistent, very good fishing there. So if you want to take someone out that maybe doesn't want to do the full day commitment there or just have a little bit of time or someone new, definitely a good option. And so check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We've got our full schedules up there for both trips, the half days and the full days. Got some day and a half later in the month, too, so definitely check those out. You can always give us a call at the office here, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, check out the gear, pick up a few jigs, make your reservations, and get on the boat.
Yeah, man.
Great call, Marcos. I'm so glad to hear, like you said it best, we've been waiting for it to happen, and you know, the fuse finally broke yesterday. It's on. Good fishing. Great job. Appreciate it very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, Marcos. Appreciate that. All right.
Yeah.
Big event here.
Yeah, head on down to San Diego again. Talk to Carl from Fisherman's Landing is online. Carl, I know great news on that bluefin front, and boats are fishing.
Yeah, it's very good. A lot of exciting news with the bluefin there. Mark wished that the Old Glory had limits of bluefin. It was all nighttime fish there. So very exciting news there on that half. We will probably have the Shogun going out Tuesday night if anyone wants to hop out on that. Departing at 2 p.m. right there, so be down there for the nighttime bite for sure. So they did have limits for 30 guys, so 60 fish there.
Wow.
Then
did you find out what the grade was, Carl?
I have not. I've been trying to figure that out the last hour. I haven't been able to get a hold of the boat or anyone to find out any of that trick. I know that fish that the RP had was all 60 to 80 pounds, and they had 10 of those fish that call it 20 to 30 pound fish. So I'm assuming it's all that same grade.
This is great news, and sounds like there's a serious spread of fish. I know that originally we talked about the Royal Polaris down 140 miles, and you said this most recent batch of fish was quite a bit closer to home.
Yeah, all that fish, I did look them up. They are within one-day range here. I know there was a little weather there, but, I mean, obviously that has not affected the fishing at all. Obviously, they have limits of bluefin.
That's awesome news. So, Shogun's on a three-day right now, and when they return from that, you said that's when you guys will be going again Tuesday night?
Tuesday afternoon. So they are scheduled to leave at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's plenty of time to get bait, time to get down in that zone at nightfall. So when you come 8 o'clock at night and the moon starts to rise or whatever, you guys are on the fishing grounds first thing in the evening.
So this is going to be like a day and three-quarter trip that you're scheduling?
Correct. Okay. Yep, it's $350. Your permits are included. No passports required. We only have a handful of people on there. I'm sure it will start to fill up now, with a couple good days of fishing. And the Shogun also has a three-day trip leaving next Friday with 10 spots left also.
Oh, man. Hey, right, the Shogun, on, man. It's just a wonderful platform to fish on. And, of course, with Renee and Paul running the boat, it's hard to beat.
They just finished their maintenance period, too, so it's always nice fishing the boat right after the maintenance because the boat's shiny and they got a beautiful brand-new galley on board. It's just a great-looking boat. They did an awesome job. What a cool opportunity to jump on the Shogun before things get crazy.
So if somebody wants to come aboard, how do you make reservations, Carl?
So for the day-and-a-half trip, you would want to call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. And if you're interested in that three-day trip, you would call the Shogun office at 619-226-8030.
And, of course, with a day and a craft trip, you can also book online, too, right?
You can book online at fishermanslanding.com. And I will show by in the next day or two, I'll either have the Condor or the Pegasus online for this upcoming weekend to fish bluefin also.
Oh, boy.
Great news, buddy. Glad it's happening. Glad the limits of yellowtail and the liberty. There's limits of bluefin in the day and a half, you know, one-day range. This is great time. Sounds like our season is officially off and running.
It sounds like it. So hopefully only more good things to come. It looks like our weather's going to finally straighten out here for a while, and only fishing will get better for us.
Great job, Carl. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for keeping us up to date, and we'll talk to you real soon.
All right, man. See you guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Carl. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today, our fishdope.com report. Again, this is sponsored by the pros at Fisherman's Processing. Fish Pros the Market not only offers you the best when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, but now you can also purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their killer spices, rubs, and their famous smoked cheese, as well as their famous tuna burgers. You can check their convenient Liberty Station location, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Nobody does it better than Sean and the boys. Of Fish Pros.
No doubt about it. All right, phones are packing up. You want to get through, have a chance to talk to Rob and have a chance to get on a full day trip on the San Diego. Go catch limits of yellowtail. We hope that continues. There's your shot, 858-457-1090, or one line open at 877-792-1090. Let's jump in the phones.
You got it. Why don't we talk to Chuck calling us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. A pleasure. You know, as a do-it-yourselfer, you're telling me I'm not going to have to bottom tank with one of these things? That's a no-brainer. That's like 2 weeks on the water. I could be fishing instead of messing around with that. Anti-fell paint, that stuff's so nasty. And, you know, if you got a neighbor at the dock, they never use their boat, that's a gimme, too, because they can't use their boat when they come out. That thing's got so much growth. It's like, you see it all the time.
Totally.
You know, so it's got pluses everywhere.
You know, I'll tell you what, Chuck, we're getting to the point in the marina environment in California especially that bottom paint is becoming so restrictive.
Oh, yeah.
And they've made it almost, they're neutering the existing bottom paint to where it's almost not effective anymore because they've taken the effective chemicals out of it. I know a lot of marina managers are going to be held responsible for the leaching of the chemicals that are in the old bottom paint, et cetera. So this is the answer to that. I mean, to have a boat lift that gets that out of the water, and then you don't have to re-bottom paint it every 2 or 3 years because, I mean, we all know, as you do, Ricky, I mean, a bottom paint is sacrificial.
Totally.
And every time you scrape that bottom with a diver every month, some of that bottom paint goes away. And so 2, 3, sometimes every year, guys will haul their boat out and re-bottom paint it again. And that's another cost.
I just had mine hauled out and cost, I can tell you, it cost several $1,000s.
There you go. There you go. So eliminating that cost.
That's great.
It really pays for the lift in itself.
Yeah. And like Mick was saying, after 5 years, the lift's still worth 80%
Absolutely.
Of what you paid
sure,
for it.
Sure, sure it is.
So
yep.
you're saving the money, and if you decide, nah, this isn't for me.
You sell it to the next guy. Sure.
The next guy, yeah, which you're not
going to
do. Probably.
You're not going to, no.
Yeah, no. So let me ask you this, Rob. How big of a boat can you, like a 36-foot Pacifica, could you put it on a lift?
Oh, sure,
sure. Come on.
No, seriously.
An inboard
boat?
Shaft-driven boat's not a problem.
You know what they do is they configure the rear of the lift.
Get
out of here. So there is nothing that comes in contact with your shafts with your rudders, with your props, so you've got an open space to where you can pull in. They make a lot of those in smaller versions for the towboats, like the Master Crafts,
okay,
and
sure.
the, you know, that have drive, the Malibus, the wakeboard boats,
sure.
that have a shaft and a prop coming out of the back. So. Yeah. So you can just enlarge that. Imagine making that for a twin prop or whatever you need to do. They even make them for tritunes and various sailboats.
Yeah.
And just it's a matter of configuring the layout of the lift.
Yeah. Next thing you see, the Royal Polaris will be up on
there. Right, right. Well, you know, I saw one back east. Actually, it wasn't back east. It was in kind of the Texas-Oklahoma area. Hydrohoist built what's called a service lift. And they built a lift that would lift a houseboat out of the water to service it.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So that shows you what you can do. If you can lift a houseboat, you can lift one of the sport fishers.
Pretty impressive. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, Bob Fletcher's on the line. Good morning, Dart.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, guests. I'm calling to give a fish report about a great day on the Liberty.
Let's hear it, buddy.
Roger, well, it just so happens my son, Rob, at his 40th birthday yesterday, and so I took him out with an Eagle. We had a really nice bunch of people on the boat, about 20 people, and we checked North Island for nothing, and then we got halfway to the pile, and Bug came on to say, you might want to keep coming. And that was our first clue that we were better go pedal to the metal. We got there, and right alongside us was the Grande, and all three of us, within 10 minutes, were Bendo. And you don't see that yellow get that excited very often. They wanted the surface iron. They wanted the yo-yo. They were all over the stern up the sides. And real quick, everybody that wanted to was fighting the yellowtail, and it was so much fun.
That's great.
Wow.
Tell Rob how much we appreciate him using his birthday wish to get this yellowtail thing going for all of us.
I will make sure. Pass that along. It was beautiful weather. The water was almost blue and 62 plus and grease calm, and it could not have been a better day to celebrate.
That sounds good.
And we ended up fishing a little rockfish to end the day, and we were still back at the dock at 6 o'clock.
What was the grade of the yellow, Dart?
I'd say the smallest was 10-12, and there was maybe a handful that went up to 17-18.
Wow.
But the great majority was that 14-16.
Perfect.
Plenty.
Great.
Nice.
Perfect.
Fat fish, healthy, give you a heck of a fight, but they were catchable, and after Anibal had struggled for a few days after the catch last weekend. He was smiling from ear to ear.
I can imagine. Wow.
That's cool.
That is great news. Well, thanks for the on-the-water report, and it shows you how good it is. Even biting when Bob Fletcher's on the boat, right?
You got that.
Must be April.
Yeah. Dart, thanks a lot for the great news, and happy birthday to Rob.
Roger that.
No,
thanks,
wait a minute. I can't believe he's 40 years old. I remember when he was a little kid.
Yeah, I had him when I was 12.
Yeah, right. Happy birthday, Rob.
That's cool. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. See you, buddy.
Appreciate that. Let's jump in the phone.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to John? He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Okay, so let's say I've got a unit, and then I decide I want to upgrade size my boat. I need a bigger unit. What happens there? Can the older system be refurbished, rebuilt, or what happens in that scenario?
Now are you talking about an old lift or one of the newer models?
Well, one of the newer models. Let's say I'm going from a smaller to a larger boat.
Okay,
that's a great question.
That's
sure.
a great question. All of the components, with the exception of the cross beams that connect the port side with the starboard side, all of those components are the same, regardless of how big the boat lift is. So if you get a wider, beamier boat, we just extend the cross beam. So you're not buying a new lift. You're just putting different cross beams across it.
What if you go from a 21-footer to a 27-footer?
You just add auxiliary tanks.
Okay.
So for example, a boat that might lift a 21-foot center console would have fewer tanks than one that would lift a 31-foot center console.
Gotcha.
and it's easily adaptable to where you, it's almost like a Lego kit. I mean, you just add another couple of Lego blocks to the
sure.
So
to
it's
the lift.
Not the length of the boat or
can be.
Or
the, it can be. You can keep going longer and you can keep going wider.
Yeah.
Just depending adding, on adding right. tanks and adding auxiliary tanks and adding width or narrowing it up. Mm-hmm. In fact, when we actually talk to folks about having a lift, we ask them how wide their slip is and how wide their boat is, and that's how we build the lift.
Yeah.
So
is every lift custom made?
I wouldn't say custom made. There's preset kits that will adjust to a range of boats, mm-hmm. but once you get beyond that range, you would go to the next size, etc. So it's not hard to modify. If you went from, say, a 21 Parker with an 8.5 foot beam to a 25 or a 28 Parker with a 9.5 foot beam, the same lift would probably work just by adding a couple of tanks. But if you went to something with a 10 or 11 or a 12 foot beam, then you would change the cross.
The configuration.
Right.
All right. That's very it. Good. Good question. Hey, yeah. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and more opportunities to win that trip on board the San Diego. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the mighty 1090. The Sierra trout season is just around the corner, and I can't wait. Rockcod Rick here for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote and your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventures and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We just showed up and enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it comes time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention Rockcod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last, so go to adventureandcamping.com today.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
This is Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galleys, Valley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right, let's go ahead and jump into those phones. We have Rob Sanford from Hydro Hoist on the line. You know, the website is really cool. Boatlift.com.
It is.
Yeah.
Easy to find.
And easy to find, and it really answers a lot of questions. Now, we haven't talked, Mick just kind of glanced at the different models available.
That's
but,
right.
So the one we're talking about that's down at Dana Landing is which?
It is the Harbor Hoist.
That's the top of the line.
Right, top of the line. It's called the Harbor.
Which is the best thing for us.
And when you think about it, it's your own personal harbor for your boat. So
yeah,
it's the Harbor Hoist.
Harbor Hoist. So the next one down, which would work.
It would work, and works fine, but it's more for a freshwater application, is the Ultralift.
The Ultralift.
So the Ultralift you'll see on most lakes, on most brackish water inlets and stuff like that, and really is kind of the next generation of what most people are familiar with, the old fiberglass round tanks. It's very similar, but advanced.
But
so,
the one we want out here, when you're looking at the website, is Harbor Hoist.
That's the Harbor Hoist,
yeah,
correct.
All right, very good. All right, let's jump in the phones.
You got it, buddy. Well, they're getting packed up again. If you want to get your chance to talk to Rob, talk some fishing, have your shot at winning that great trip, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's jump right back into the phones. Talk to Norman calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Norman. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, I was really curious about this system. Is it able to accommodate sailboats with the real long keels in the middle of the boat?
You know, that's interesting. I just talked to a guy yesterday up in Marina Del Rey who's got a 40-foot sailboat that has a 6.5-foot keel on it. And the answer to that is no.
Okay.
So now the length and the weight is not a problem, but
sure.
Imagine you've got port and starboard tanks. How would you pull that boat into the lift and still lift it, what, we're talking 10, 12 feet out of the water? It's not feasible to do something with a long keel like
now,
that.
Now, there are sailboats that are trailerable sailboats,
sure,
that have retractable keels.
Sure.
It would work on that, something
absolutely.
Like that.
Something like that would work no problem.
Yeah.
But as a matter of fact, we do have a sailboat lift, but it will lift the hull out of the water and not the keel.
Not the keel.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good, Norman. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate it. Good question, though. It's interesting.
Absolutely. All right. Let's jump right back in. Talk to Don. Don's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, question on the lift device. Are there any restrictions due to elevation or weather? I'm thinking, you know, like at a mountain lake, like at Lake Arrowhead or Lake Tahoe, where it could freeze over during the winter.
Another good question.
That is a great question. As a matter of fact, I'm headed up to Lake Arrowhead on Tuesday.
Oh.
And we have, since I've become the spokesperson for Hydro Hoist here recently, I've learned that Hydro Hoist does have some dealers in the mountain lakes. There's a dealer up at Idlewild. There's a dealer in Big Bear. And there's a place up in Arrowhead called Kiwi Docks, just like Southern California. I mean, just like where are we talking, Australia or
New Zealand?
Yeah, New Zealand. Kiwi, K-I-W-I, Docks. And they not only manufacture the docks on Arrowhead, but they are an exclusive dealer for Hydro Hoist products, and they install lifts there at Arrowhead. And one of the cool things about that is that when your mountain lake freezes, you just leave your lift sitting on the ice. I mean, there's nothing to really worry about other than winterizing your motor. Obviously, you'd have to winterize your motor, but that's your own personal boathouse sitting up out of the ice.
That's true.
On a mountain lake, and they do that regularly up there. You might want to contact Kiwi Docks up there.
All right, very good. Good question. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Always loaded with good information. This week, turkey. Ricky's into that.
Yeah, boy.
Turkey hunting and yellowtail, rockfish, and more. Check it out. this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
It's one of the only weeks where my boat partner Neil just can't at all fathom why, you know, yellowtail are biting and I'm not on the boat. Calls me every week. You going this week? I got an opportunity to go hunt turkeys this week. Like, well, you're crazy.
Well,
so
I'm going bass fishing in Lake El Salto. I could have done that in February.
There you go.
Not when the yellows are biting.
That's
right?
My style.
It was really good.
Green bass fishing.
Yeah, but that's okay. We'll have fun.
That's a great spot to go do it. No doubt about that. And I have a feeling we got a whole season of yellowtail fishing.
A lot to
the writing is on the wall. Like,
for
what,
sure.
The things broke open. It's just crazy how it does that, where everything is biting at once. You know, like, it's
love it.
There's good bass fishing on the coast. There's wide open yellowtail fishing. The rock fishing's good. There's bluefin down below.
We'll take
life
it.
Is good.
We'll keep you posted on it here on Let's Talk Hookup too. You can be sure of that. John Collins, what's up, Captain?
Hey, John.
Hey. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Great. Good morning.
Good. Great show.
Thank
great
you.
Great show.
Lots of excitement.
Hey, my wife Judy, she's on vacation, so I get to run the office for her. And of course, this news on the bluefin is absolutely outstanding, as best can be concerned. And I just want to let you guys know, and the guys on the air there know, is that we have put like a half a dozen or four or five of these 2 3/4 day bluefin specials online, and I don't think they could have been put on at a better time.
Yeah, no doubt.
Aboard the beautiful Independence, are you kidding me?
Yeah, we've got a trip leaving on the 26th, and we've got a trip leaving, and we've got two after that are sold out, and then we got another one leaving on the 3rd of May that still has, those two have a few openings. These are Thursday to Sunday. They leave at Thursday in the afternoon at 2 o'clock and come back in Sunday morning, which gives you a day to relax before you have to go back to work. These trips are $9.95, and you get a chance to fish on the Independence, you know,
awesome.
A great platform to fish from. And there's still a few openings on those two trips, the 26th and the 3rd, and I got a feeling after the news that was put out that the Old Glory wound up getting all those fish, these two trips are going to sell out real quick.
No doubt, and it's a full, everything the same as if you were on a 16-day. The full crew, the amazing food, the amazing amenities, everything that goes along with the Independence just in a 2 3/4 day bluefin special.
You're absolutely correct.
Wow.
Like I said, I wished I could go, but I have a 16-day trip on the Royal Polaris. I'll be gone during those things there, but you got, like I said, you got a good crew, and it sounds like perfect timing for that bluefin that popped up.
2 3/4 day trip on the Independence. So end of April, beginning of May, spots available. How do they get a hold of you, John?
They can either go on the Independence website and go to book online and follow the instructions, or you can call the office. We man the office 7 days a week from 7 in the morning till 9 at night, and they can call area code 619-226-6006.
And you can talk to the one and only Captain John Collins if you call this week, right?
Yeah, well, hopefully that's an incentive to call. Don't get turned off just because I'm going to answer the phone. Judy's not here to answer the phone, so you're going to have to deal with me.
Can we book a trip and get a freshwater report at the same time?
You can. Unfortunately, my freshwater report this year, since I went on a long trip in January and a long trip in March, I didn't get to do the amount of freshwater fishing that I usually like to do. And I personally did not have a good spring.
John's not good spring would probably still be better than my best spring lifetime ever.
Now,
John's not good spring is a handful of giant ones instead of, you know, 20 of them.
So does that mean you didn't catch one over 10 this spring?
I did not catch one over 10 this
spring.
Oh,
wow. That is big for John. Yeah, that is big. All right, John.
Thanks,
Captain John Collins, IndependentSportFishing.com. 2 3/4 day trips, end of April, beginning of May. Get on it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good shot. Perfect
timing.
I think
so too,
buddy. Pretty exciting. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Thank you.
All right, let's continue with the phone calls. Talk to Hills calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Hills.
Or maybe we'll talk to...
Oh, hey, good morning, guys. Sorry.
No, you're good. Hills, good morning.
Yeah, thanks for letting me get on there. You know, I think there was a question asked how big of a boat, and it was answered in pounds. And I was wondering how, like, what are the dimensions? How dimensionally long, like 52-foot long... With a 13-foot beam, can that get lifted?
Believe it or not, Hills, you could do that. Yeah, it's the kind of thing where you just keep adding tanks and cross members, and you could literally build a lift. Like I said earlier, I've seen a service lift that lifted a houseboat out of the water. So you could go that big if you had a place to put it. I think that'd be the challenge.
Realistically, let's say if it can be on a trailer and trailer down
absolutely,
that's the more
common right.
application for
that's
a hydro
right.
hoist.
That's right. Yeah, something, you know, most of the time it's a trailerable boat. However, yes. I will tell you, in some markets, there are folks that have the expresses and the flybridge type boats that they don't want sitting in the water, and they lift them out of the water. But that's rare.
Yeah.
It's typically something that's trailerable. And believe me, there are a lot of big trailerable boats
sure.
that are going up and down the freeway.
No doubt.
That a hydro hoist would save you a lot of grief.
I have a 25-foot Parker that sits in the water that has to come out of the water every time we want to change the oil
yep.
and everything like that. And
yep.
that's it. You know, we could slide that thing onto
a hoist.
You
have a diver that has to come every month.
Right.
Well, once a month, you know. We deal with all the maintenance issues. Salt water is the most corrosive environment on the planet.
It is
not a friendly place to be. And like you say, exactly. Zinks, diver, maintenance, time, trailer. We have the added hassle of having to go borrow Buddy's trailer. You know, this eliminates 100%. Of that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it's a good thing you're buddies with Pinard, because you just slide it over there and borrow his lift.
Yeah, when he's out, just put it right up on there.
Yeah, exactly.
He comes back and your boat's sitting on his lift.
Like, wow,
need a few more minutes, buddy. Do a couple laps.
Yeah. Hey, Hills, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into him. This time, we're going to talk to Chip calling us from Julian this morning. Hi, Chip. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I was just, I remember experiences with the old hydro hoist with the old fiberglass tanks, and yeah, I think as far as maintenance wise, a game changer putting the polyethylene on there. And being a yacht captain, I used to work in Florida and out here most of the time out here, but you know, they used that was a big thing out there. And then hopefully I had one up in Newport Beach that I actually rebuilt, and it was awesome. So it's great that you guys changed components, went from the galvanized to aluminum, and, you know, changed out from the fiberglass there. That was great.
Well, keep in mind that those old fiberglass tank hydro hoists are scattered up and down the coast. And there are guys that try and Frankenstein old ones together and take parts and pieces and sell them as new lifts, and they're not. Anything that's old and fiberglass and round tanks with tank bands and galvanized metal, that's an old product. Don't be thinking that that's one of the latest of the products. However, the new product with the polyethylene tanks, the stainless, the anodized aluminum, there is no metal in the water at all. One of the failure points with the old lifts were the galvanized tank bands that went all the way around the tank and stayed in the water all the time. The new lifts, there's no metal in the water at all, just polyethylene.
How do they do that? How do they connect them?
It's fascinating to look at. When you go down and take a look at either Steve's at Dana Landing or the one at the Marriott, or we're going to have a couple at Kona Kai as well, when you look at it, you'll see everything. There are big nylon plates that bolt into the top of the tanks. And I know this is radio, so it's hard to explain, but stainless and brass and aluminum hardware is all bolted up into the top and then raised right up. Everything's on the top of the tanks.
Yeah, everything's on the
side. Tanks are the only thing that are left in the water once the boat is lifted.
Wow.
It's really impressive. It's an amazing evolution.
The engineers did a heck of a job
designing it. They did. And then raise it and lower it with your phone. That's pretty good.
That's really
one
cool.
touch.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Chip. Appreciate it.
All right, let's jump right back into him. This time talking to Kevin. He's calling us from San Clemente this morning. Hi, Kevin. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, good morning, guys. I had a question. Anything on the in the ocean that sits in the water, like the polyethylene tanks will start getting covered with barnacles. Will the barnacles start at some point weighing the tanks down, and will they lose their effectiveness when they have 2 or 3 inches of barnacles on them?
Well,
can they be cleaned, or how do you do that?
Keep in mind that the rotomolding of this particular product, these tanks, is extremely smooth. I think Mick spoke to it earlier, that the molds were designed to be super, super slick. It's like putting a Teflon pan in the water. I mean, it's virtually impossible to really have something attach itself to it. Now, there's critters in the ocean that they do a pretty good job of grabbing. You're going to have some slime and, you know, a little bit of growth on there if you don't ever touch it. But really, compared to scraping bottom paint fiberglass, you get down there with a sponge, you can or even a deck brush, and you can pretty
maybe
much
maybe once a year you have a diver hit
off.
It,
right.
And you're good.
It just doesn't have the growth factor that other materials have. Yeah.
We get our bottom clean once a month or more. You know, in the summertime when it's hot, we're doing it twice a month. You know, in the summertime. This thing, like say, you haven't hit it one time a year, if that, you know, once a summer and the thing's
perfect. Well, yeah, and your boat's not bottom painted. I mean, you literally just lift it up and just like hosing off your boat on a trailer, you know, think of the weight just in the bottom paint and the drag that you have and the slime that you're going to get in between bottom scrapings. You know, you lift your boat up, and it's just like having it sit on a trailer next to your house. You hose it off, and you're done.
Oh, you know, if you're buying a new Parker,
right,
Kevin, and you don't want a trailer, and who does really this day and age? And you want—I mean, this is kind of almost like a no-brainer.
It really is.
Kind of. What about financing? If you want to, do you offer financing? Is it something that
not in-house? I'm sure. You know, just like you finance a trailer in the price of a boat,
yeah.
I'm sure there's a creative way to
do
that.
Is there a way you could fold it into if you're buying a new?
You know, that'd be a great question for Kevin at West Coast Marine or one of those guys. But I would imagine because you fold in the price of the motors and you fold in the price of the electronics.
Right.
You certainly fold in the price of the trailer, and so I don't see why you couldn't if you just included it as an accessory. I'm kind of speculating, but remember too that hydro hoists are serialized, so they have serial numbers on their components, so it's not like it's something that you couldn't track and keep track of.
Sure, yeah, no,
I'm totally kidding.
If you're buying a new boat and you're going to put it in a slip. And spend a few extra $1,000s to protect that investment, it's kind of, to me, it's like a no-brainer. Because of the new technology.
And the ease of use is what
and
it is. I mean,
just
doggone it. I mean, what a pleasure to go down to the marina and push a button and you're fishing. Yes.
When you're hitting it right, I mean, if you're starting from new, you're spending $15,000 between bottom paint and trailer and everything else to keep it ready to stay in the water.
No trailer.
Just put that towards the hoist.
Then you look at the maintenance on the boat and the wear and tear, and you're ahead easily in a year.
And don't get me wrong, you need, you know, the occasional thing the boat needs to come out of the water. You have, you know, go down to West Coast Marine, have Bob come pull you out of the water. I mean, like, those things exist. Like, the need for a trailer just isn't there like it used to be. You know, the occasional thing where something comes up and you gotta yank it out of the water, West Coast Marine, and Bob comes down with a trailer, and away you go.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup. I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. You should make that Gamakatsu Nautilus hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design to make it easy to hook your bait and put your fish on the deck. Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks are available at your favorite tackle store. And when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a trip aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, this is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Cedros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Cedros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right. SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right. We arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.cedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide.
nationwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner going fishing aboard the San Diego on a full-day trip. Get in on that limit-style yellowtail fishing. That's going to Kevin in San Clemente. Kevin, congratulations. You are going to love fishing on that boat.
You know, when Rob approached me on this whole hydro hoist thing, I was like, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah. I am now a believer.
I'm sold,
I am telling you what. This is stuff that here in Southern California would be so ideal to put your outboard powered boat on a hydro hoist.
Inboard outboard powered boat.
You just got to see
inboard,
it.
Especially inboard outboard.
That's the big winner.
Yeah, for sure.
And you have no more outdrive in the water. Like,
yes.
You talk about the number one thing that every person with an IO has the problems with. It's their outdrive.
Yeah.
That is now eliminated. And with one addition to your boat, you now no longer have the outdrive in the water.
Yeah, you have a Davis 25
exactly.
With an inboard outboard diesel. I mean, my God.
I'm glad you said that. Harold Davis is actually interested in being a dealer up there.
Oh, I talked to him.
Yeah,
so,
it'd be a perfect thing for him.
No doubt.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to investigate hydro hoist, how do we get
A couple of different ways. Number one, there is a dealer here in San Diego. It's our good friend Steve Pinard there down at Dana Landy. Now, Nick is the guy that's kind of heading up that opportunity. Shoot them an email, hydrohoist@danalanding.com.
Hydrohoist@danalanding.com.
Or just go to boatlift.com if you want to see the products and the videos. Boatlift.com, and it will blow you away. Go to the Harbor Hoist. There's a couple
Harbor
of different
hoist.
Models. But just think of your own personal boat harbor. You look at the harbor hoist, it'll blow you away.
That's right. And if you want to see it, go down to Dana Landing.
Go down to Dana Landing. Ask Johnny or Steven or probably Nick and say, hey, look, take me down, show me that thing. It will blow you away, I'll tell you.
That's cool.
And so that's boatlift.com or just go down there.
Go down
and see
to Dana
them.
Landing
what if
and
you're
check it out.
In the L.A. area?
We're working on that right now. Hey, okay. Kevin, let's set you up as the Orange County
there
guy
go.
Up there. Right.
Yeah, perfect. Hey, thanks, Rob. Great to have you back, and great to have you back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. The one and only John Ireland from Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape going to be in the studio with us, 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's going to be a great show. And we want to thank Adam for all he does for us. Be sure to check out our app. Adam will have that archive up in moments, as well as all the other stuff that's on our app, as well as our website, letstalkhookup.com. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.